You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
April the 15th of 2025. You know what April the 15th means, don't you?
I don't know off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
It's tax day.
Yeah.
Deadline day. If people have not submitted their taxes, they better get it done today.
Did you submit your taxes?
Yes, I did. I waited a long time, but it was like about 10 days ago. Not this past weekend, but the weekend before I finally did it. And so I am done. Hopefully... Yeah. Donald won't be doing an audit on me or anything like that, but but no. So if you haven't done your taxes yet, get to work. Today is tax day. Currently in downtown Wausau, overcast skies. We're up a degree. We're up to 37 degrees here this morning. Those winds still 14 miles per hour, gusting as high as 22 miles per hour. So the wind chill factor is 28. Coming up here in the next hour, before we hand off the baton to Jane Mantenair and Mantenair on Air, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we will be talking about 9 to 5, the musical. 9 to 5, you know, remember the old 9 to 5 movie? Dolly Parton was one of the stars. She had the hit song 9 to 5. It was a movie. Then it was a short-lived TV show, and then a Broadway musical. And now it will be performed by the River and Woods Theater Company here in Wausau, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at UWSP at Wausau and the Venega Theater. And we will talk about it with cast members Dan Thompson and Emma Hale coming up at 9:34. Have you got your questions already? Are you ready to be part of the conversation this morning?
I'm all set.
All right.
Already.
I should just let you do the interview, but we'll share it here.
Yeah.
But we'll have Dan Thompson and Emma Hale joining us at 9:34 this morning to talk about 9 to 5 and give you the information you need so you can watch it this weekend. Again, no Sunday matinee because there is a holiday. It's Easter coming up this weekend. I know a lot of folks are getting ready for their Easter celebrations. But we'll look forward to that conversation before Easter Sunday. You can have some great entertainment at a wonderful site at the Venega Theater. Then at 9:51 this morning, we'll have our daily history lesson. Talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. Talk about some of the celebrity birthdays that are going on here today. And also some special events being acknowledged. And then finally, at about, 9:55, 9:56 or so, we will have our number of the day quiz. We will have a number of the day. We will give Ian a chance to guess what the number of the day is. We'll give him three choices, one of which is the correct answer, two of which are incorrect. Based on the math, he should get one out of three correct, which is 33%. So anything above 33% for the week is a passing grade. Anything below 33% is a failing grade. But we like better than just passing. We want him to do better than that.
And, yes.
Winning week is when you get more right than wrong. That is 3 out of 5. 4 out of 5 is an A grade. You know, then we'll give you an A because that would be, it's always tough to get 4 out of 5.
It certainly is.
And then we strive for a perfect week. And we had said before, until last week, we'd never done it before. But Ian did it last week.
Yes, he did.
He had a perfect 5 for 5 week last week. And now he's trying to make it another 5 for 5 week because he got yesterday correct. And we'll try to make it 2 in a row today. Try to secure already a passing grade for the week. But try to keep that winning streak going. 6 in a row correct. I don't think you've ever done 7 in a row correct. I know you did. Well, I don't know if you had 6 in a row correct because I know you had 5 in a row correct. I don't think you had 6 in a row correct before. So I think this is a record. So we're going to try to make it 7 in a row today.
Yes.
And during this point of the show, we normally give Ian the topic for today. And there were 2 choices I had. The one that was sent out as the true number for the day, I've decided not to use. I'm going to give it to you sort of as a practice. Because, and again, it's all for fun here. This doesn't count. But they had sent out, because every day I get some information, and they have one that says number for the day. And the number for the day today was the years it took both Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg to become billionaires after their companies went public. So their companies, they went public, and then how many years after that did these rich guys become billionaires? And I didn't want to do a rich guy billionaire kind of number for the day.
Yeah.
But if it was, the choices I would give you are 1 year, 4 years, 7 years.
Well, if I had to go with my instincts on this one, I would probably say 4 years.
And you would have got it right. So, so there you go.
I was thinking it could either be 1 year or 4 years because, you know, those guys are...
they turn that money over quickly.
Yeah.
But 4 years it took both Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg to become billionaires after their company went public. But the topic for today's number for the day, the topic will be McDonald's. The reason I'm going to make it McDonald's is because it is McDonald's birthday.
Aww.
So we're going to celebrate by having a number for the day involving McDonald's.
Very nice. So, I like that.
Yeah. So,
it's a good category.
And everybody's familiar with McDonald's. In fact, I had lunch at McDonald's yesterday. Mm-hmm. So today we'll be celebrating McDonald's for our number for the day quiz.
Okay. Sounds good.
Absolutely. Okay. So that is going to be a lot of fun at the end of the show. Can Ian make it 7 in a row? And we'll see if he can do
today.
That. Yeah, so it'll be a lot of fun. Again, I want to remind folks that coming up this afternoon, we have high school baseball. The Marathon Red Raiders will be taking on the Edgar Wildcats. We will have coverage beginning with the pregame show at 4:35, and the first pitch will be at 4:45. So that will be this afternoon right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also wanted to remind folks that here downtown Wausau, that we are having some road construction. It started yesterday, and it's having some road closures. And we're going to have some free parking as well. So right now, as I look outside, we have Washington Street right outside here, our studios. And right outside our window, the Washington Street's still open. But if you go right across the street, we're at the corner of 3rd Street and Washington Street. If you go right across the street near Jimmy John's and Washington Square, the road on Washington between 3rd Street and 2nd Street, North 3rd and North 2nd, is closed because I see, actually, they're working right now. I see the big digger out there digging into the street. So that road is closed. It does limit a little bit of the parking right now in downtown Wausau.
Yep.
But the city is doing its part here because a little bit of a limited parking here downtown Wausau. So free parking will be offered at the JCPenney ramp, just down near the corner of 2nd and Washington Street. So visitors to Wausau's downtown will have access to free parking in ramp number 3, which is where I park every day. So so you can join me in the ramp. It's the ramp beneath the former JCPenney building near the old Wausau Senior Mall. Common Council last week decided, hey, we're going to give some extra free parking. So, nice. Again, if you are somebody that's coming downtown looking for some free parking, street parking is for 2 hours only, and then after that, you get ticketed. But here, you can just park in the ramp for as long as you need to be, and the ramp will be a free, convenient option for the construction period. And the city of Wausau is reconstructing about 3 blocks of Washington Street between 1st and 5th Streets. Started yesterday, and it's expected to be completed around July the 3rd. So this is going to be happening here for the next couple of months. So between now and July the 3rd, you'll have that opportunity for free parking in the ramp number 3, the old JCPenney ramp. So right now, some of the parking that's between the corner of Washington and between 3rd, North 3rd, and North 2nd Street is not available. But a lot more parking now available in that ramp. You may have to walk a little bit, but I need to walk more anyway. So it's only about a block here from the station to that ramp.
Yeah.
And it's really still very close to downtown Wausau. So, again, be aware if you're coming here downtown Wausau that road construction will be occurring between now and July the 3rd. But it's an exciting time that continues to see. Oh, hey, how about this? It says people, I didn't even notice this in the announcement,
okay.
But people who hold parking permits for Ramp 3 will be able to apply for a refund following the free parking period.
Oh, about that.
So the company is paying for my parking. The good folks at Civic Media, they are paying for the parking for me to be in that ramp here during the course of the workday. So maybe I can get a refund for the Civic Media. I can give them a big present coming up this summer. So there maybe. You go. A little update on the parking here in downtown Wausau. The time is 9:18. Again, overcast start here in central Wisconsin at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Overcast skies and 37 degrees. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app and at YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO page as well. You can call or text us at 715-382-9297, 715-382-9297. Today, it is Jackie Robinson Day. And
one of my favorite heroes in the world of sports.
Absolutely. But recently I've been frustrated with the way the Major League Baseball has been kowtowing to people like Donald Trump. And I cannot put it any better than Craig Calcaterra did this morning in his Cup of Coffee newsletter. Again, it's a newsletter I get every morning. It's a baseball newsletter, but also talks about the issues going on in the world. And I'm going to let you hear what Craig Calcaterra put into my mailbox here this morning, because I agree with it 100%.
All right.
Yesterday, I received a 1,200-plus word press release from Major League Baseball setting forth all the things it's doing in honor of the anniversary of Jackie Robinson's debut with the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1947. Not surprisingly, nowhere does it mention that Rob Manfred, who is the commissioner of baseball, ordered the elimination of Major League Baseball's diversity pipeline program and scrubbed MLB's website of references to diversity, equity, and inclusion because he believes that currying favor with our racist president and his fascist administration is more important than racial equality or improving the very entity which he oversees. As you see, all the players wearing number 42 today. Every player in Major League Baseball wore number 42 in honor of Jackie Robinson today on Jackie Robinson Day. As you watch the commemorative videos and tributes, and as you hear the announcers and various media talking about Jackie Robinson, do not forget for one moment that Major League Baseball is run by cowards who do not give a single bleep about Jackie Robinson's example or his legacy beyond how they can use it to make themselves look good. They'll say they do, but it's all eyewash. Every bit of it, what they have done defines them. Mm-hmm. And just 2 weeks ago, the Los Angeles Dodgers, the team that Jackie Robinson played for, went to the White House and hobnobbed and chuckled it up and gave Donald Trump a jersey after Donald Trump's administration wiped away the biography of Jackie Robinson just last month from the Department of Defense website. Whitewashed Jackie Robinson last month and then visited the same entity this month, and now they're going to try to honor Jackie Robinson today. Just pathetic from Major League Baseball. Good for Craig Calcaterra for
telling it like it is.
Also, yesterday, Donald Trump brought in the dictator of El Salvador to the White House. These are the buddies now. Not Canada, not Mexico, not others are not the buddies of the United States of America anymore. It is a dictator of El Salvador. And they got together, and they were both proud and enthusiastic that they will do nothing to free Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the innocent man that the Trump regime has admitted it mistakenly deported to a Salvadoran concentration camp where there is a very real chance he'll be murdered while behind bars. So basically, Donald Trump yucking it up with a dictator, basically saying, we're not going to do anything to get this innocent man out of captivity. But not only that, Trump is now talking about sending even more folks to these El Salvadoran concentration camps. Trump, while talking to this dictator, thought out loud about sending Americans to El Salvador to serve prison terms. If it's a homegrown criminal, I have no problem. No, Trump said when asked about sending citizens convicted of violent crimes to prison in El Salvador. I'm talking about violent people. I'm talking about really bad people. When he says that, that's in his opinion. In Donald Trump's opinion, that has often been wrong. Before the full group of reporters was allowed into the Oval Office yesterday for the meeting, television cameras captured Trump talking to this El Salvadoran dictator and saying to him, build more prisons. Build more prisons because we're going to send more people to your concentration camps sooner rather than later. So basically, if you're out there thinking that it can't be me that Donald Trump's going to round up and send to El Salvador, you're living in a fantasy world. He is thinking right now, he is right now ignoring a court order. He thinks he's above the law. There was this old movie with Sylvester Stallone called Judge Dredd. And he said one moment, he said, I am the law. And that's what Trump thinks. He is the law. Trump is either very close to or already is a dictator in this country.
Mm-hmm. There's no other way to put
because
it.
Because you have folks in the Congress, Republicans, who are not doing anything to slow him down. You have the Congress, who has rights under the Constitution, who are letting Donald Trump do anything he wants. And I don't see it changing. The Mike Johnsons of the world are not going to push back against Donald Trump.
No.
So, again, that meeting was disgusting yesterday between Mr. Trump and the El Salvadoran dictator. Build more prisons, Donald Trump told him. Build more prisons.
We have to do something about this.
Well, it is 9:28 here on this Tuesday morning. We have an information update coming up. We'll find out about the news, the weather, and the sports all coming up, plus an entertainment update as well. And then after that, we are going to talk about 9 to 5, the musical being put on by River and Woods Theater Company Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at UWSP at Wausau and the Venega Theater. We'll talk to cast members Dan Thompson and Emma Hale coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. It is 9:34 here on this Tuesday morning, April the 15th of 2025. And recently, boy, there has been a lot of terrific productions being put on stage throughout central Wisconsin, and it continues this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Venega Theater at UWSP at Wausau, the River and Woods Theater Company, 9 to 5, the musical. And we are very happy to welcome in three members of the cast and the production of the show. Doggone it, I did not write down the names. It was on my phone. I gave Ian my phone. And I know Cindy Strobel is the... Are you directing, Cindy?
Yes.
And could we have our cast members please introduce themselves? Dan Thompson, right?
Yeah, that's
Dan
right.
Dan Thompson, and I'm sorry...
Emma Hale.
Dan and Emma, thank you all for coming to talk about the show. I guess we'll start off with Dan and Emma. First of all, Dan, what role are you playing in the show?
Well, if you're at all familiar with the Dolly Parton movie from 1979, if you're familiar with the Dolly Parton movie from 1979, you'll know that there's this horrible, horrible boss character named Franklin Hart Jr.
And Dabney Coleman character, right?
Yes.
I didn't know the actor's name, but presumably that's correct, yeah. And I'm right back where I should be, being the absolute worst on stage.
And Emma, what about you? Who are you playing?
I play Roz Keith, who's Mr. Hart's administrative assistant, and she's absolutely obsessed with him and nobody else. That's all she cares about is him.
Obviously, I think you said it. A lot of people would be familiar, first of all, with the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But then we were talking about this earlier with Ian. It actually turned into a very short-lived television show as well. He didn't realize it. I don't think a lot of people realize it because it was a very short-lived show.
Mm-hmm.
But then it became the Broadway musical. What is the, in terms of the musical, the production that people are going to see, how would you describe it? Is it much different than maybe the movie? Have you seen the movie, I guess, number one? But how would you describe the show that people are going to see this weekend?
I would say that it is very similar. There are minor changes here and there just to keep it flowing better for the stage. But for the most part, if you know the characters of that, if you know the plot of that, it's almost beat for beat.
And Cindy, I'll just jump in here. What about the challenges of putting on this show? What has been, the biggest challenge of this show? What is the biggest reason why you found yourself attracted to this show that you wanted to be part of and direct and bring to the stage here for the folks here in Central Wisconsin?
Okay, well, one of the things that I love about this show is I'm a sucker for the underdog stories. You know, so I love the ones where the underdogs take it on and win. The other thing that I think in theater, I love theater because there's so many different types of theater. You've got some really serious things going on and some fun kids shows and blah, blah, blah. This show is just plain fun. It's enjoyable. It's hilarious. It's a break from your blues that because winter goes forever in Wisconsin, and it's just a lighthearted, really enjoyable show.
And Emma, what about for your character? What is the biggest challenge in terms of your character? And what's the most fun aspect of the character that you play?
Well, Roz has a number that's very interesting to act out.
So fun.
She kind of has a moment where she just like lets loose and is saying all about how much she loves Hart and what she would do with him. It's more of, I wouldn't say like adult number, but maybe not for kids. So it's been so much fun getting to learn that song and do that. Very step out of the normal for me, so.
How big is the cast? How many people are involved in this show?
Only 28, small cast.
28? That's a small cast.
Yes. Usually when I'm sitting here, Chad, I've got a cast of like 70 or 80.
I know. But still, 28 people. Talk a little bit about River and Woods, because something we were talking about, I mean, the opportunities that we have in this community to be able to, go within ourselves and to be able to have the opportunities to maybe do things that you wouldn't otherwise think you could do. River and Woods Theater Company, well, how would you describe it in the ecosystem of what's going on around here? What maybe makes River and Woods unique?
Okay, so one of the things when we first started was that we wanted to offer theater to people who didn't always get the opportunities. And one of our big focuses has been shows that have a lot of roles for women. In fact, when we've kind of evolved, we used to be called Out of the Woods Theater, and they're actually, it was in their charter that there had to be more than 50% female roles. And we've tried to kind of carry that on. We want to offer roles to women. We want to offer roles to minorities. We want to offer roles, you know, people that don't usually get the roles. And so we thought, you know, if we're trying to promote theater for women, 9 to 5 is just like the perfect show for us, you know.
Again, we're talking to Dan Thompson, Emma Hale, and Cindy Strobel of the River and Woods Theater Company, 9 to 5, the musical, coming up on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. What time each of those nights?
7 o'clock at the Veninga Theater.
So 7 o'clock each of those nights, and
yep.
You can get tickets at rawtc.booktix.com. Ian, I know you've been part of this organization, haven't you? Have you got any questions for our cast members?
Well, I do have a question. Do you guys have like a favorite scene or a favorite song in this show? Like, you know, for each of you, is there a favorite part of the show that you like?
We'll start with Dan, and I know, Cindy, you don't have the headphones on. He's asking about maybe a favorite scene or a song in the show, and we'll start with the cast members, and we'll come to you. But we'll start with Dan. What about you?
Well, there is the scene where the three protagonists go back to, I think it's Violet's house, and they get a little high, and they all have a specific fantasy about how they would kill me. My character, and each one of them is so goofy and over the top, and I get to say my favorite line three different times, and I don't know, should I spoil it or not?
Go for it.
Every time at the end of the scene, at the end of these fantasies, I look at the woman who's about to kill me, and I ask, is it because I'm a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot? And all of them say, yep.
And Emma, what about you? Is there a favorite scene or song for you? I think maybe you touched on it, but what's your favorite?
Well, those three are definitely great ones. I love watching Dan kick the bucket each time. but I especially love, I think my favorite number might be Here For You. It's the song that Dan sings. Mm. And it's just hysterical. I mean, because he's acting like he's such a sleaze in it. He's just, it's great. Like,
thank you.
He does like air guitar, I think.
with the golf club.
With the golf club, yep. So that's a really funny number.
What about you, Cindy, as the director? Obviously, you put yourself deep into the entire show. Is there one that, you know, as you're watching the rehearsals that you're always looking forward to seeing yet again?
Yeah, there is, actually. We have a number called One of the Boys, and Violet is the woman who's basically, she's one of the three main characters, and she has this little fantasy where she thinks one day, because remember, this is the 70s, she might actually become a female CEO. Mm-hmm. And it's like an old Broadway number. We brought in some tap dancers, and it's just got this great sound, and the girl that plays Violet is such a good dancer, and it's just a really old Broadway world tune, and it's really fun.
Let me ask, you mentioned the point, 70s, is this production based in the 70s, or is it based in current day? How is that?
1979, according to Dolly.
And how about in terms of what it says to folks in 2025? Is there anything that, especially, and I guess maybe I can ask all of you, but Cindy to start with, is it just a kind of a time capsule?
I think to some extent it's fun to look back and say, wow, you know, women kind of lived through this. And to see how far we've come as far as how, you know, women's equal rights and stuff like that. But I see a lot of deep messages in a lot of shows that I direct. But honestly, for this one, it's just fun. I just want to have fun. I want the audience to enjoy the characters. They're so over the top and so silly.
And Dan and Emma, is it fun to play characters from the 70s? Is it fun to step into maybe that time capsule and be able to, drop yourself into the late 1970s?
I love it. I'm having such a good time every rehearsal.
Is there anything different about, do you put yourself in the different mindset when you have a show that's set in a different time period? I mean, obviously, I think you both have been involved in different shows. Is it a sort of a natural feeling for it? Emma, is there anything that you think differently in terms of how you go about your role being in the 70s? Or is it just...
I guess not really. Like, every show kind of comes with its own niche, and... for this one, I guess the thing that's made me feel like, okay, wow, this is what it was like, is I have shoulder pads. And I don't like them.
We only have a couple minutes left. Is there anything else, Ian, that, because I know I said I'd let you involve in it because you have such a deep knowledge of what goes on in area theater.
Well, one more question I'd like to ask are there any certain challenges that come from doing a show like this? I mean, any challenges when it comes to your characters or the dancing or the singing? Like, any certain challenges that have proven interesting during the show?
Emma or Dan, what about those interesting challenges for this particular production?
As a group, I would say, probably like the bigger numbers, having, doing the dance with everyone, making sure we're all together, and then singing also.
Right.
I'd say me personally is Roz's song. Just, it's very out of the box for me. It's something, but it's a lot of fun.
And Dan, what about you?
One thing about River and Woods is that we're sharing a building with Children's Theater, Central Wisconsin Children's Theater. So a lot of the time we don't have access to the larger rehearsal spaces, which means for those larger numbers, like Emma was talking about, we have this real tiny space that we all have to cram into. And one of the first times we were rehearsing, the opening number, 9 to 5, Nathan, who's far stage left, he kept running into the piano over and over and over again. Because, like, there was nowhere else to put it. That was the only thing we had. So, like, that's finally being able to tonight and tomorrow, like, finally stretch out onto our full stage. That's going to be nice.
We're on stage first time tonight, so that'll be great.
Yeah.
And I guess for Cindy, I mean, Ian had asked about the biggest challenges within this show. For you, I mean, I imagine just hearing that there had to have been some challenges in terms of the direction to try to make sure that this show comes into form before opening night.
Yeah, space was definitely a big challenge. We have the size of a typical classroom, which is what we're rehearsing in. I'd like to give a shout out to Central Wisconsin Children's Theater because they allowed us for the last week to use their large room, even though that's not normally part of our jurisdiction there. And so we were able to spread out and actually do the choreography in the right amount of space we have. And that's been really, we've been really grateful to Children's Theater for that. But that's probably been the biggest challenge. Oh,
Cindy Strobel, director, Emma Hale, Dan Thompson, cast members, 9 to 5, the musical, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 p.m., UWSP at Wausau, Vinega Theater. Tickets at rawtc.booktix.com. You can get information on the River and Woods Theater Company Facebook page. We'll put a link to that ticket site on our show notes with the audio of the interview as well. But thank you all for coming in.
Everybody, break a leg, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're going to come back and have our final few moments here on this Tuesday morning. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is April the 15th of 2025, day number 105 of this year. There are 260 days remaining in this year of 2025. We'll take a look at some famous events that have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1865, Abraham Lincoln died after being shot the previous evening by John Wilkes Booth. Andrew Johnson became the 17th president of the United States. On this date in 1912, after hitting an iceberg the previous day, the British passenger liner RMS Titanic sank in the North Atlantic. On this date in 1924, Rand McNally published its first road atlas. On this date in 1983, Flashdance, starring Jennifer Beals, opened in movie theaters throughout the United States. On this date in 2013, a tragic day. I still remember this one. On this date in 2013, two bombs exploded near the finish line at the Boston Marathon, killing three people and injuring 264 others.
I remember that too.
And on this date in 2019, the Paris Cathedral Notre Dame caught fire. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor Michael Tucci of Grease and Diagnosis Murder is 79. Emma Thompson, one of my all-time favorite movies is Remains of the Day. She starred with Anthony Hopkins. She has done so many other great roles as well. Emma Thompson is 66 years old today. Former Olympic swimmer Dara Torres is 58. Seth Rogen is 43 years old today. Emma Watson became famous in the Harry Potter movies, but has done a lot of other great work as well, is 35. Macy Williams of Game of Thrones is 28 years old today. And Julia Butters, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Transparent, American Housewife, 16 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
some special events. It is National Dance Week.
Oh, nice.
It is National Volunteer Week. It is Animal Cruelty and Human Violence Awareness Week. It is Chemist Celebrate Earth Week. It is Undergraduate Research Week. It is Work Zone Safety Awareness Week. So be careful out there in those work zones.
Please be careful.
It is Tax Deadline Day. It is Boston Marathon Day. It is McDonald's Day. It is Jackie Robinson Day, as we mentioned earlier.
Important.
It is Take a Wild Guess Day.
Well,
and on that note,
to do that on the,
I know.
I try not to do that too much on the number of the day.
Well,
sometimes.
Sometimes you gotta.
Sometimes
it,
I do.
So, in honor of Take a Wild Guess Day, it is now time for our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
We always have a number for the day based on a certain topic. Today, as I said, it is McDonald's Day,
yes.
The anniversary of the start of McDonald's, and our number for the day involves McDonald's.
It's been around a long time, and they're all over the world.
You're exactly right. So, based on that, our number for the day is, how many years has McDonald's been in business? And today was April the 15th on a certain year that McDonald's had its first ever store open. So how many years ago was that? That's our number for the day today.
All right. What are my choices?
And your choices are 60 years ago today, 70 years ago today, 80 years ago today. So McDonald's has been around a long time.
Oh, yes.
I think it was the first fast food restaurant. But
I think so.
So how many years ago today was McDonald's opened? 60, 70, or 80 years ago today?
Okay.
Right now, it has over 41,000 McDonald's restaurants in 119 countries. But it all started with one in a Chicago suburb.
60, 70, or 80 years. It's been around a long time.
It certainly has.
I do my history. Okay. I got to focus and go with my gut here. I'm going to say... McDonald's has been around for 70 years. I'm going to go with B, the middle answer. It's my final answer. I'm going to say 70 years.
All right. The Golden Arches are everywhere, and it started today, April the 15th of 1955. So that means McDonald's is 70 years old today.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So you were right again.
Wow.
Seven in a row. Unbelievable. You've already clinched now a passing grade for the week. And now we'll start to take it step by step as we try to get closer and closer to a second consecutive perfect week.
So awesome.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
Hey,
boy, it really has been around a long time.
It certainly has. later on today, 4:35 airtime, Marathon High School Baseball, taking on Edgar, Marrowood Conference South Division matchups. 4:35 right here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to bring back Bob Look for one more Wednesday because it'll be our final Wednesday before the changes occur. So
right. We're
going to bring back Bob. Normally it's every other week, but back-to-back weeks because...
Yeah, it's a special occasion.
So we're going to do that tomorrow. Ian, have a great rest of your Tuesday.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
And everybody, come back tomorrow, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 98.9 WXCO for the Chad Holmes Show. But coming up next, it's Jane Matinere. Matinere on air on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.